In 1945, more than 15% of the U.S. population had served in the military. By 2014, that number has dropped to less than 5% of all the people living in the United States. Most of us don't have a firm grasp of what it means to be a soldier. In at least three Minnesota cities, organizations have launched to provide a public platform for veterans and all people involved in military conflict to share their stories. Fort Snelling in St. Paul hosts a World War II roundtable. Rochester offers Scott Hoosier Veterans Roundtable, and in Owatonna, a Veterans Open Roundtable has sprung up as well.
My name is Dave Thomas. I was in the Air Force. I was stateside. I was in for 4 years.
My name is Roy Collette. I served in the Air Force in 1958 through 1962.
My name is Mark Nelson. I was in the Army. I enlisted in the Army in 53.
My name is Michael Eckers. I was on a ship that was involved in Operation Frequent Wind, which was the evacuation of Saigon in 1975. I'm part of an organization, very informal group of six or seven guys that have put together what we call the Veterans Open Roundtable. Meets every second Tuesday of the month from September through June or thereabouts.
We set together a mission. It's to honor and appreciate our veterans and all who served and sacrificed for our country's freedom. And then we wanted to hear our veterans' stories firsthand and preserve them. And then foster community education on the military lifestyle and provide additional education to our younger generation about duty, honor, and country.
My hope is that the veterans feel appreciated for the sacrifices that they made, male and female, that the families learn perhaps a greater appreciation of their family member who may or may not have shared their own story even with their own family. And for the younger people, I hope that they leave with an appreciation of the cost involved in our freedoms as Americans.
When we went to the Rochester roundtables, we were hearing a lot of World War II veterans tell their stories. Obviously, that's getting more and more difficult to do. And we recognize the fact that if we're going to preserve some of these stories, they need to be done now. And that's probably one of the biggest reasons that we decided to go ahead with it.
We realized one day that there are a lot of stories in Steele County, in southern Minnesota, that are going away. People are dying. Veterans of World War II, of course, are dying at a large rate right now. And we wanted to capture these stories before they passed away.
There's a lot of stuff that happened that was in our lifetime that we're not hearing a lot about anymore. And we're a little bit concerned, I think, about our younger generation, our schools, that they're not getting that information. And the other is that there's a lot of veterans that we have out here that they want to share, more so now than I think we have seen for a long, long time. The veterans are speaking out.
Dave and I went to Faribault and interviewed a 92-year-old lady who was training pilots for a B-17 flight. Well, the United States government only did that for about a year or two. It was called the WASPs. It's stories like this that we're trying to teach and educate and preserve.
We don't want people to forget. You know, they claim that the Korean War was a forgotten war, but we're not going to let that happen. We want them to understand that there were some sacrifices made, and, you know, we don't want them to forget about it.
Said goodbye to his mama as he left South Dakota to fight for the red, white.
We would hope that it's going to trigger something with some of these younger people, and that they start thinking about, well, why and what's happening and how can we make this a better? Is it we always have to have war, or is there always going to be conflict?
For KFAI, this is Susan Budig. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.